Broadcasting across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. To start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is a delight, a pleasure, and a privilege to be in studio. Today, I'm bringing something to your attention and not taking questions. Every now and then, I run into something that is so disturbing that I feel it necessary to bring it directly to your attention. And today is one of those days. Do remember, as always, the information that I'm talking about you can find on the web at equip.org. You can also write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As prologue, let me say that I, this morning, watched a 12-minute video, a video that was hosted by Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy. The video was titled Transgender Youth 101. And then after watching this video, I read one of the most disturbing articles I've perhaps ever encountered. Not because the article was bad, but because of what the article was exposing. The article in The Federalist, it's titled, U.S. Doctors Are Performing Double Mastectomies on Healthy 13-Year-Old Girls. There's another subhead that says 33 of these girls were under 18 at the time of the surgeries. Two were only 13 years old. And five were only 14. The article by Jane Robbins, who is an attorney and a senior fellow with the American Principles Project in Washington, D.C. The article lets us know that physicians in the U.S. are now performing double mastectomies on healthy 13-year-old girls. This is simply incomprehensible. But it gets far worse. I'm talking about you and me, your mine, our tax dollars are being used. Federal tax money is being used to pay for research to validate this gruesome treatment. And it gets even worse than that, because there's a study that is funded by a $5.7 million grant, and this from the National Institutes of Health. And the researchers, including Dr. Joanna Olson of Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, are now supposedly evaluating, as a result of this grant, use of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones on dysphoric children. And what is a dysphoric child? Well, it's essentially a confused child. A child who has been conditioned to think that biology has absolutely nothing to do with gender. And therefore, if you feel like a boy, we'll start hormone treatments. And then follow that up with having your breasts removed. Again, if you are a girl, you have this feeling that you might be a boy. Well, you have this double mastectomy. And if you happen to be wrong, well, you can always get artificial ones later on. At least that's the narrative. Dr. Olson dismisses the possibility that gender dysphoria could be caused by psychological disturbances and claims that the only mental health issue related to gender dysphoria comes from the way that the outside world responds to the confused youth. And she goes on to say that gender dysphoric youth will go through the wrong puberty unless she, and of course she has her own cohorts, can medicate them early enough in their lives to put them through the right puberty. Now remember, this is the right puberty based on subjective evaluations. It's not based on the objective data. The objective data rooted in biology. No, it is the feeling. And the feeling completely discounts biological factors. So Dr. Olson minimizes, if not completely ignores, the physical risks. She also ignores the psychological risks that are attendant to the hormone treatment and the mutilating surgery. I want to give you a quick language alert, because here's what Dr. Olson does. She does the typical sleight of hand, sleight of mind, and she does so with language. So the terms used are chest dysphoria or chest reconstruction. Why? Well, because you can't say breast, because if you say breast, that has a connotation. And the connotation has to do with the stubborn biological reality of being female, and therefore there's this chest dysphoria scale to be used or applied to various gender-confused girls. And that means that there are, in essence, when you think about what's going on in total, there are multiple doctors in the United States of America today, as I'm doing this broadcast, who are willing to mutilate underage girls. And Dr. Olson concludes that gender dysphoric girls who have their healthy breasts surgically removed, well, they're happier than those that do not. She also concludes that they almost never regret the decision. Now, how can she say that? How can she say that they almost never regret the decision? This is an emerging phenomenon. It has its origins in other parts of the world. But even in other parts of the world, like the Netherlands, where I was born, it is an emerging phenomenon. And so there's no real time to do any kind of comprehensive study. And I would argue even further that comprehensive study is not necessary, because what we're looking at is placing the world upside down. In other words, we ought to know better. Here we have an emerging phenomenon, emerging technologies, emerging surgeries that go against the entire history of civilization, and we're being told without equivocation that we must go along with this, and if we do not, we are bigots. When I come back from the break, I want to talk about the billowing red flags. Again, the article that caught my attention was an article in The Federalist. U.S. doctors are performing double mastectomies on healthy 13-year-old girls. And this is an article written by Jane Robbins. And when I come back, as I said, from the break, I'm going to continue on with what Jane points out are red flags. This is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. As a result of people who support this ministry, I can bring these breaking news stories to you. This is one that I wanted to jettison all questions, all normal activities on this broadcast, because this is critical for you to know about, because only if you know can you be involved, can you be equipped to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect on these crucial issues. In a day when the world seemingly is being turned upside down. Again, we'll be right back with the billowing red flags, the quote of the day, and much, much more as we continue this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
This story offers hope and light in this present darkness. It's the story of how God changed a hateful man who then changed the world. This is the story of Paul, apostle of Christ, transported from scripture to the screen as a major motion picture, now available on DVD. To receive your DVD of Paul, Apostle of Christ, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do. Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Claiming to have been set free from the shackles of religion, theologians, pastors, and seminary graduates who once confessed Christianity are leaving the faith to lead groups now critiquing all things Christian. But you can learn how to respond. Other topics include the historical uniqueness of Jesus Christ among the founders of the world's major religions, understanding Nicene Trinitarianism, how to have a civil discussion about abortion, wrestling with God, church, and religion in the writings of Mark Twain, a practical guide to teaching students apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
My faith versus my job. My faith versus my social standing. My faith versus my future. For more and more Christians, notes Mary Eberstadt, such either-or thought experiments aren't theoretical exercises. They are constant real-life companions. Houston pastors were subpoenaed to turn over any sermons mentioning gender identity or the mayor. A U.S. Marine in North Carolina was court-martialed, discharged, and denied military benefits for posting on her office computer, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." The Christian Research Institute is here to equip you to act against the growing secular onslaught. Read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for your support. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And today is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I will not be taking your calls because I wanted to bring a very significant issue to your attention. I felt that this was critical and timely. It all started this morning when I read an article in the Federalist titled, U.S. Doctors Are Performing Double Mastectomies on Healthy 13-Year-Old Girls. The article by Jane Robbins, who's an attorney and a senior fellow with the American Principles Project in Washington, D.C. And Jane, in the article, points to what she has correctly termed billowing red flags. And there are those like Dr. Johanna Olson, sometimes going by the name Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy, is stubbornly ignoring these billowing red flags, one of which is the increasing occurrence of rapid onset gender dysphoria. We have now these new terms that are being coined, new acronyms, but this has to do with ignoring parents who have been reporting that their teenagers, usually girls, have announced out of the blue that they are trans and then demand accommodation and transitioning treatment, which means, well, puberty blockers and ultimately radical surgeries like mastectomies. And this is ignoring red flags in face of peer-reviewed reports and studies. One of them I spoke about on the Bible Answer Man broadcast by Dr. Lisa Littman of Brown University. And in this report, you have parents, by the way, parents who are sympathetic largely to this whole transgender movement in the United States, who are reporting binge-watching of YouTube transition videos and excessive use of other social media that affirm and even advocate for transgenderism. So here you have a peer-reviewed study that is being largely ignored, a huge red flag, to say the least. And the children who are involved in this process, who are binge-watching social media, oftentimes are armed with exactly how to act if they don't get their way. They're told, for one, well, maybe you ought to threaten suicide. That'll get your way. Lippman's study prompted immediate outrage from LGBT activists who had so much clout, so much weight, so much power, that Brown University ended up removing the study from its website, and that wasn't all. They also begged for forgiveness for being so politically incorrect. And Dr. Olson, well, we can count her firmly in the camp of true science deniers. If you want to know what a true science denier looks like, Dr. Olson would be one of them. Because as Jane points out in this article, rejecting the biological reality of every cell in the body is now thought to be a perfectly rational decision. The possibility of underlying psychological influences, a possibility glaringly obvious to any objective observer, doesn't enter the picture. Again, these are the words of Jane Robbins, an attorney and a senior fellow with the American Principles Project in Washington, D.C. The article goes on to point out that such reckless researchers, again, Dr. Johanna Olson comes to mind. She's the focus of all of this. She's the focus of the video that I talked about at the opening of the broadcast, or allowed access to vulnerable children. And that fact is, well, it should be at least shocking. And it should be shocking that there are so many researchers like this. Not only shocking, but tragic. And that their activities are financed with tax dollars ought to be a scandal. But we're now part of a new world. A new world of agenda-driven research. The question has to be asked, how many lives will be destroyed before sanity revives? That is the very last question we are left with in this incredible article. Again, in The Federalist, the title of the article, U.S. Doctors Are Performing Double Mastectomies on Healthy 13-Year-Old Girls, the author, Jane Robbins. Well, all of this leads me to the quote of the day. It is by Wesley J. Smith. This quote I found from the Discovery Institute, Evolution News and Science Today. Wesley J. Smith is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute's Center on Human Exceptionalism, and this is what he has to say, and I quote, "In the not-too-distant future, a surgeon approached to perform a mastectomy on a girl who identifies as a boy could be forced into a terrible conundrum. Either remove the child's healthy body parts or risk being charged with discrimination, investigated by medical authorities, and possibly forced out of the profession. Think it can't happen? Well, think about the abortion industry and what doctors are being forced to do there. Some of you will recall on the Bible Answer Man broadcast when I talked about a Kansas City Star account of a happy, kind, a sweet, a considerate 6-year-old named AJ. AJ had been determined to be transgender. And in the article in the Kansas City Star, we have the verbiage that the rough and tumble kid who once sported buzz cuts and dressed for his birthday as a pirate was now growing her chestnut hair below her shoulders because AJ was now a girl. The narrative was crystal clear. Those who would so much as bat an eye at the determination of a 6-year-old boy to become a girl, well, they're like bigots. Bigots who once fueled the fires of racism in America. The arc of history, opined the Star, is moving quickly towards both greater tolerance and greater acceptance. An acceptance that has been enhanced by Bruce Jenner, or Kate Jenner's public transition, public transgenderism. So what does the Bible have to say about all this? The Bible contends that wholly apart from access to special revelation, general revelation, in this case biology, provides sufficient evidence to underscore God's condemnation of these kinds of gender-bending activities. We have sown to the wind. We will, mark my words, reap the whirlwind. I've said this and it bears repeating. Tolerance when it comes to personal relationships is a virtue. But tolerance when it comes to truth, a travesty. The temptation to yield to cultural norms, dear saints, is going to continue to be pressed upon you with increasing ferocity. And yet to yield is to abandon the very call that God has placed upon our collective lives. This has been a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I felt today that I needed to bring this message to you. I am overwhelmed, quite frankly, by the topsy-turvy world in which we live, and the fact that only Christians can set things right. And we do so by being informed. We do so by sharing the gospel, because when hearts change, behavior changes as well. Our culture is off the rails. We have a responsibility. It's not the last generation that has the responsibility, or a future generation that has the responsibility. We have the responsibility to make a difference while there's yet time. Do remember that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. You can support the ministry in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you Paul, Apostle of Christ on DVD. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.